Our third story out front, breaking news. CNN has learned that President Obama is authorizing covert American support for the rebels in Syria. This comes as at least 170 people were killed in the streets today, according to an opposition group. It's important to always add that caveat. CNN's Elise Labatt is out front tonight. She broke that news. And Elise, what kind of support has the president authorized?
Well, Aaron, we understand what it's called is a covert finding, an intelligence finding, which basically allows the CIA and other U.S. intelligence agencies to provide support for the rebels. We have to be careful to note this is not military assistance in the traditional sense of weapons. The U.S. not ready to arm the rebels, leaving that to allies like Saudi Arabia and Qatar. But what it means is that the U.S. could provide clandestine assistance, intelligence. And as you see, you know, we understand this could have been in place for several months already, and we understand that the U.S. has been helping Saudi Arabia and Qatar vet some of these groups, because one of the complaints is that the U.S. doesn't know who it would be arming. So they're trying to find how to get the weapons into the right hands so countries like Saudi Arabia, like Qatar, can do stuff like that. And also providing intelligence on what kind of troop movements Syrian troops are making so that opposition rebels are not found in a difficult situation, Aaron.
All right. Well, Elise, thank you very much. Elise breaking that story for us tonight and obviously touching on the crucial point. There have been so many reports that Al-Qaeda has infiltrated perhaps some of those groups, that arming the rebels in Syria is not a simple and clear-cut thing.